Welcome to the Cancel Culture Podcast. Today we're doing something a little different. The past few years, tier lists have been a big thing. So we figured, you know what, let's put our bid in and make it interesting. You know, you guys don't know a lot about us, so hopefully this will connect us, be a little more personable instead of just us bullcrapping about sports or whatever. And that's it. Dylan, you want to say hello?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the video. Today it's just going to be a YouTube video, no podcast this week. We're going to have hopefully a UFO and conspiracy theory podcast episode for you guys sometime next week, probably like next Wednesday or Thursday, out on YouTube and Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So make sure you stay on the lookout for that. But for this week, as Dusky said, we're just going to do a tier lists for Star Wars, for Marvel movies, and I believe we're going to wrap up the show, or I guess the episode, with a snack tier list at the end. So hope you guys enjoy the video, and let's get things going. I think we're going to start with the Star Wars movies, Dusky, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's hop right into it.
All right. So what's the first movie up?
The first movie up is Episode 2. Your favorite.
Now, this is not one of my favorite ones. I get a lot of hate from Moot or from our friend Matt and from you, Dusky, for not really liking this one. For me personally, I would put it in the C column, maybe a low B. The reason why I say that is because although they do have some nice action scenes in the movie, remember towards the end it has that big battle scene on Geonosis, has the one-on-one fight with Obi-Wan and what's his name? I fucking forget his name.
Dooku?
No, it's...
Oh, General Grievous.
No, well, that... Well, does he fight General Grievous in that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm talking about... Jango Fett. That's what I'm talking about.
Gotcha,
that one-on-one scene. That's a cool scene. The Geonosis scene is cool. I don't really find it, besides those things, I don't know. It's kind of a slow-paced movie for me. Like a lot of the scenes are Anakin with Padme and stuff like that. And I get it from a storytelling perspective. Like, it has to be like that. They can't just go from the first movie where he's a little kid to then the third one where he's, you know, an adult, like the most powerful Jedi, and then Darth Vader. They have to have a bridge in between, and so they kind of had to piece it together, if you will. So I just find it kind of a slower movie. I know you have a different opinion on that, Dusky, but I would personally put it in and around the low B or C area for that one.
Okay, so we'll put it in B for now.
Okay.
And listen, this is in my opinion, this is a good movie. I like it. The storytelling's great. The development of the characters, specifically Anakin, and him beginning to turn into the dark side, or you know, the face of the dark side, some would say.
Right.
I don't know. I found it very entertaining. The fight scenes, of course. The battle scene's amazing in this movie. But I could definitely agree with you that going back and watching this recently and seeing the whole picnic scene and the development between, you know, Padme's and Anakin's relationship is like dragging your balls through broken glass. But I don't know. I agree with you. It should be somewhere in that range. Personally, I would maybe put it in an A, mid A tier, but we'll keep it in B.
All right. I mean, I definitely think it. See, that's the thing. You putting it in the A tier as well, most people would disagree with that. I feel like most people, whether they like, I mean, critics and stuff like that, whether they have it better than Phantom Menace or not, they wouldn't have it as one of the best films. They'd have it at like the 10, 11 mark in the series.
Yeah.
Out of all 12. And so I know it's one of your personal favorites, so I mean, I understand, but I think a lot of people would disagree with the A spot there.
Listen, that's all right. They can hate on it. The next one is Famous Empire Strikes Back. Nothing better than that, folks. I'm putting that number one seat.
Yeah, you can put it right up there for me too. It's an S tier movie for me in the franchise because it's the best one in the movie series in the franchise by far for me. Or you know what? I'll take that back. It's the best one, but it's Revenge of the Sith is a close second for me. But Empire Strikes Back for me is the best one because I just like all the different characters that were introduced, like Lando in that movie. You saw a little bit more of Boba Fett, and just like the whole thing where they got captured and Han Solo was put in the what's it called?
The thing that, pit?
No.
The
little like
where he got frozen.
Yeah, what's that called? Yes.
I was about to say kryptonite, but that's for Superman. Carbonite,
yeah. So that scene was cool. And then you had the whole big reveal of Darth Vader being Luke's father and all that stuff. So that was a big to-do. And you kind of saw the main protagonist, Luke Skywalker, get his ass kicked. And the good guys lost. And there's something about movies where the bad guys win. I find that just... for whatever reason, I tend to like those movies a bit better than where the ending is the heroes win, everyone's happy. Because you'll see when we go in the Marvel movies, I like Infinity War as the best movie because Thanos ends up winning and you're just kind of like in a state where you're like, okay, well, what's going to happen next? You know, X, Y, and Z happened. They're going to have to overcome all these things. So that's probably why I like Empire Strikes Back the most. I'll let you talk about why you like it too.
Well, I grew up watching the...
Pinkies up, by the way.
Originally. What?
I said pinkies up.
Yeah, exactly. The original trilogy is by far my favorite. I don't know. I'm a geezer. Everybody knows that. And I enjoy the characters in it. Of course, I grew up watching them. Growing up loving all of them. The prequels are all right, you know. They can't all be gems, as I like to say. So, I would definitely put in S tier, though. Best of the best, no doubt.
Well, like, what's your favorite part of that movie that kind of, like, branches it itself off from all the other ones? Because I'm sure that there's a close second for you, or is it by far, like,
not close
at all?
No comp.
So then what makes it then by far? Like, what has it, what does that movie have that none of them have, I guess?
Like you brought up, the bad guys win, and of course, you know, I love my man Darth. You know, the battle scenes in the movie, everything about it, in my eyes, I loved. I love all the battle scenes. That's why I like Attack of the Clones, excuse me. And obviously the story development for the characters. So, I think by far the best movie in the series. Or in the franchise.
Yeah, there you go.
Next, we have The Force Awakens, which I think is episode 7. Episode doo-doo.
Yeah, that would be the start of the downfall of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
The sequels absolutely suck. They're just not they're entertaining, sure, but the story sucks. The whole premise of those movies, Rey's whole backstory and where she came from and how she has all these powers, which, you know, made sense in the last movie, like 2.5 hours in, made sense as to why she had some sort of Jedi power. But apparently in an interview, that whole thing was kind of came up on the fly. And I know I'm not talking about the same movie, but just in general, it kind of sums up that these were just a bunch of movies made to get billions of dollars. And since George Lucas signed it over the rights to Disney, they kind of just made it however they wanted to and didn't really listen to George Lucas and how he envisioned to continue the story. So I feel like they could have done a lot better with these movies, and they kind of just did the bare minimum, had a baseline storyline, and just kind of just went with it and made billions of dollars because the name is Star Wars. So for me, Force Awakens is a B. And I say that because that one, Force Awakens, is not that bad of a movie. it's The Last Jedi and it's The Rise of Skywalker that are really bad. The first one is not that bad, but I would have it probably Attack of the Clones better than that movie. So I'd probably have it right after Attack of the Clones in the B column.
Yeah. That's where we disagree, because I think that movie is hot garbage. All three of them are hot garbage. But that one really sticks out because they killed off Han Solo. That right there, watching that in the movie theaters, I was mad.
I know, it's like a personal grudge for you.
Yeah, I know. Should burn all those copies of the movie. But I would say put it in C, because I agree with you. Out of the three sequels, that's probably the best one, because the rest of them were just god awful.
Right.
So I would put it in C, maybe a low B, because the movie was decent. It was watchable, whatever. It was kind of new stuff, and of course I always enjoy it because it was the Star Wars movie that I remember watching in the movie theaters. So I would put it at like a C or a low B. Where do you want to put it?
Because like for me, you can put it as a C. I have no problem putting it as a C because like I said, it's a borderline C, low B. But I mean, the one thing that I think separates that movie from the other two in the sequels is the fact that she's not like a proven Jedi yet. She seeks training in the second one. In the first one, you kind of just see her out. You see it how it is, right? She's this woman that's off this random-ass planet who pretty much just fends for herself and then runs into this stormtrooper who's gone rogue, and they kind of like go on a little mission, the two of them, and it's all fun and games. You have a lightsaber scene with Kylo Ren versus Finn, and I felt that was kind of cool too. That's why I like it better than the other two, because she's not a Jedi yet, I guess. And so then I kind of liked how they had like just a little mission, the two of them, and they kind of did what they had to do. But yeah, you can put it as a C for me.
All right.
Man, do we even have to discuss The Last Jedi?
No, I'm putting that in D automatically.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, automatically. Just for everyone out there who might, all the 5-year olds who watch this that like Last Jedi, the movie sucks.
It's garbage.
I've watched it one time, and it was when it came out. So
yeah, I was mad that I watched it.
Yeah, biggest waste of $12.
Oh yeah. All right, now we got episode four. Excuse me. So,
big original guy doesn't even know the poster.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I would put this in like an A. Maybe like a low A, high B.
Okay.
How about you?
Well, why do you want to put it in the A? I only ask because I want your opinion, and then I'll tell you mine.
Because I'm a geezer, and I love the old movies. And what amazes me about George Lucas is the foresight that he wrote the movie or put out the movies in his order. So it's 3, 5, 6. Wow. I keep calling it 3. 4, 5, 6. Jesus. Right. And then 1, 2, 3. And in my eyes, that's the best thing in the world. And the fact that he starts off with that, I love so much. So
yeah, for me it's got to be an A because I can't have it as the same tier as Attack of the Clones. That's just not on the same tier as that movie. So it's an A for me. You know, they usually say the originals are the best whenever you're talking about movies that have, you know, multiple films attached to them. In this case, it's not the best, but it's definitely one of the best. I think in my all-time rankings, if I had to rank it like 1 through 11 or whatever, I probably have it around 4 or 5, somewhere in that range. Yeah. But I definitely think the top three films, I think, are probably S tier. So 4, 5, maybe 6 make the A list for me. So yeah, A New Hope is A. It is the original. You learn about Luke Skywalker. You learn about Ben Kenobi. And a lot of people would have issues with that Ben Kenobi lightsaber duel with, you know, Darth Vader at the end of the movie, not too much action, but it's kind of cool for what it sets up. And also, you meet Han Solo, you meet everyone on the Millennium Falcon. So just overall, it's a good movie, good character setup and all that. So I'll put it in A as well.
All right. Next, we got Phantom Menace. Me and you both agree that this movie is heavily underrated, especially by geezers like me who like the original trilogy.
Right.
I think this movie is very underrated. I would put it at a solid B.
I mean, I would too. I know that if it were your list by on your own, you'd have Attack of the Clones A and you'd have Phantom Menace B. For me, yeah, I'd have Attack of the Clones behind Phantom Menace by like one spot in the B tier. Duel of Fates is just so iconic. The whole the song, the fight scene with Darth Maul. You had Qui-Gon Jinn lost his life. Obi-Wan Kenobi comes and just, you know, kills Maul. And then you had that whole thing. The pod racing was cool too earlier on in the movie. But let's be honest. For me, Attack of the Clones and Phantom Menace, they're not great movies. They're okay. But they're definitely underrated because I think people, maybe not so much Attack of the Clones, but Phantom Menace, I feel people hate on it a lot, kind of like I do with Attack of the Clones. So it's kind of like the same arguments there. But I just personally, that was one of the movies I grew up watching a lot because of Darth Maul. He was one of my favorite characters. So I think it's underrated. I'd probably put it in a B right above Attack of the Clones, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is the game that I grew up playing on Lego Star Wars.
Right.
Going the pod racing and everything. So in my eyes, that movie has a special place in the heart. So
right.
I would put it at B.
Okay.
People hate on it too much.
Too much hate.
Yep. Now we got episode 6. This is going, for me, going straight to B. A, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I like it. I like it. It's a good conclusion to the whole first three. The whole fight scene at the end in Palpatine's, I guess, lair or like room. I don't even know what you'd call it, but
his dungeon.
Yeah, his office. It's like that whole scene is like, sometimes it gives me chills watching Vader kind of turn and go back to being a good person and stuff like that. So that's definitely a cool part of the movie. The Ewoks,
You're a hater on the Ewoks, bruh.
Not a hater. But just a questionable move for me. I don't know. It's like think about it this way. The only reason why they were successful was because they stumbled upon these 2-foot Ewok creatures, and because of their support and being able to shoot rocks through a slingshot, they were able to beat a bunch of stormtroopers who can't aim anyway. So that was kind of hokey for me. And then the whole thing at the end where they're like in the trees, you know, that's whatever, but I'm not going to hold that movie back because of it. I'm just saying that's probably what holds it back from an S possibly for me.
Yeah.
But I definitely like just that, how George Lucas closed out the original three for sure. So A, I put it in as well.
I'm going to put it in front of episode 4.
Okay.
All right, we got Rogue One.
Go ahead, Dustin. Dude, go ahead.
This is going in S. This is number 3, okay?
Dude, this movie, the last time we spoke about these movies, I can't remember if you had this movie in S tier or not, but I did, or I had it like as my third favorite.
Mm-hmm.
This movie, out of everyone, is underrated. We talked about how Phantom Menace was underrated. This movie's heavily underrated.
Oh my gosh. Such a great movie.
Yeah. Talk about a good storyline. Just like, it's pretty much in between episode 3 and 4. And it's just a movie about them getting the codes to know how to destroy the Death Star over to the Rebellion. and their whole journey to going to that island on that base and getting the data from the tower and all that stuff. Just a cool movie. We're definitely going to get some kind of hate not having like maybe the Return of the Jedi in the top three or something, Dusky, and having Rogue One there. But for me, this is easy S tier.
Yes, I agree. It's going up there.
What was your
strong?
Yeah, tell me why you have it at 3-2.
Listen, the movie was amazing. Seeing the old Stormtrooper uniforms and kind of like getting that nostalgia of watching a brand new movie in the movie theaters, but having all the aspects that I loved from the original trilogy, it was the best thing in the world.
And one more thing, how could I forget that iconic Darth Vader scene when he boards the rebel ship where the data is?
Yeah.
And he comes in through that hallway where it's all dark, and then you see his lightsaber illuminate, and it's just like a bunch of rebels with their guns like shit in their pants, not knowing what to do. preparing to die. And then you have him, one guy with the codes, getting chased, and you just see Vader in the back just like force throwing and slicing people in half. Uh-huh. That whole thing is dope too. I forgot about that, but definitely underrated and a dope movie for me. So I have it as S. It's my third favorite movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree 100%.
And it's new characters too. And it's not like it's Luke Skywalker going in there saving the day. It's, you know, totally different characters.
Yes, I enjoyed it. Adding on, I think, so much because I was so disappointed with the new movies.
Right.
When I saw that come out, I was like, this is the best.
Yeah, this is a movie where Disney did not screw the pooch on with new characters.
Yes. Yes, 100%.
So kudos to them.
All right. We got episode Trace.
All right, Dusky, before I reveal where I'm putting it, I know you're not the biggest fan of this movie, so just tell people why.
Now, listen, I love this movie.
Listen. I said you're not the biggest fan. Doesn't mean you aren't a fan. I'm just saying when you talk to me, Matt, Colin, we all have it at either 1 or 2. You have it at like 4 or 5 in that range. So just tell me why you don't have it better than some of the other movies.
Personally, I think I would put it at like a 3 or a 4 out of all the movies.
Okay.
Yes, it's a masterpiece for what it is, but I think personally, I love Rogue One. That movie, one of the best, and Empire Strikes Back, nobody could have beat that.
Right.
So it would be a very close 3 or 4 with Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
You know, the fight scene at the end and everything leading up to that, it was amazing. But I don't know. I feel like I enjoy different aspects of the other movies better than this one.
For me, it's an S-tier movie. It's my second favorite. Kind of like similar to my point about the Phantom Menace, how that whole Duel of Fates song is just so iconic in Darth Maul. It's kind of similar to this. You have the whole fight on Mustafar between him and Obi-Wan Kenobi, Anakin and Obi-Wan Kenobi. They're just jumping on different rocks and just floating on lava. They're in like the tower place. You see Anakin start changing. It's a whole like just masterpiece of a fight scene. You also see Count Dooku die earlier on in the movie with the first scene in the movie. You have, before Anakin's bad, you have him and Obi-Wan flying in on their little planes or whatever, ships I should say. They fight Count Dooku, they decapitate him, they fight General Grievous, they do all that, and then you have the whole part where Palpatine's fighting Yoda. Palpatine is almost counseling Anakin and switching him over and kind of deceiving him. You see all of that. Then the iconic Mace Windu scene where he has Palpatine pinned down and Anakin decides to betray him, have that whole scene, and then obviously the fight scene at the end. So for me, this is just a really good, well-rounded movie. A lot of action scenes and a lot to do with like the story and how it just shapes the greatness of Star Wars, because without that happening, there's no Darth Vader, there's no Galactic Empire. There's none of that. So it's just for what that sets up is just really cool. So I have that at 2.
Yeah. I definitely agree it should be S tier. Now we got Solo. This is also an underrated movie in my eyes. There was a lot of Star Wars fans that didn't like it, how they portrayed Han Solo throughout the movie, but I think that they did a great job. For what Disney did with Episode 7, 8, and 9, for them to also create Rogue One and Solo, it's kind of mind-boggling. Because those two movies are very good in my eyes compared to those garbage cans.
And I feel like I haven't seen this one. I've seen maybe like pieces of it, so I can't really rate this one. I don't really remember it if I had seen it.
I would probably put it...
I'll go with your ranking here.
B.
Okay.
You know, it's earlier on, developing, you know, obviously. Right. So, I would put it there.
Okay.
For me, it'd be neck and neck with Phantom Menace.
Gotcha.
And then this doesn't even need to be discussed. This is going in D.
Yeah, Rise of Skywalker can belong in the D column with The Last Jedi. So to recap, we have in the S tier, we have both of us agree the best movie is Empire Strikes Back, Episode 5. Then we have Rogue One, Revenge of the Sith. And then in the A tier, we have Return of the Jedi and A New Hope. In the B tier, we have Attack of the Clones, Phantom Menace, and Solo. In C, we have Force Awakens. In D, we have Last Jedi and The Rise of Skywalker. So let us know in the comments what you agree with, what you don't agree with on this tier list. Our next one is going to be Marvel. Now, there's a lot of movies here, so I'll be short with my descriptions of, or my explanations, I should say, on why I have it where I have it. So I'll be quicker with that because there's 23 movies compared to 11. So,
yeah. You want to just start off from the left, or do you want to actually pick out movies that you know are the best?
Well, for me personally, Infinity War is my all-time favorite. So I have that in the best.
I got to get up close to try and read these titles because they all look the same.
I think it's the fifth one in.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So that's my best. That's my favorite one. I already explained it. It's kind of similar to Empire Strikes Back. Thanos wins in the end. Half of our heroes disappear. They turn into ash. You don't know what's going on with them. Like, you don't know how they're going to come back. And it's just, I like the whole perspective of seeing it through Thanos' eyes. So I just really like that movie, similar for the similar reasons as why I like Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think I'd put Endgame right next to it.
Yeah.
Close second.
Endgame's like a close second for me as well. It's an epic conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
It's very similar to how I rank Star Wars. Epic conclusion. The good guys win. Sets up a lot for the future. Just not as good as Infinity War.
Yeah. All right, do you want to just start going from the left now? That's fine. Got the two best out. All right, I believe this is the first Avengers.
Yes.
So, I would personally put this in good.
All right. But, I would too.
I mean, it's the first Avengers movie. There's nothing else to really explain.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the best of the best, but it's definitely a great movie. Like, if it was on TV, I'd turn it on. So it's definitely just a great movie all around. It's the first time we see all of our heroes in action together. It's a cool story. You have Loki as the main villain, who they really kind of rolled out the red carpet for, if you will. As soon as that movie hit the theaters, you saw Loki in pretty much every other movie going forward, and you really saw his character develop a lot. And so I think that's also another reason why I like the movie, because I'm a big Loki fan too. So,
yeah. Where do you want to put the Hulk movie?
I haven't seen it. And I think it's for a good reason.
Oh my gosh.
There must be a good reason.
So, do I like this movie? Yes. Does it compare to the rest of them? No. So, personally, I would put this in, like, dumb. Because, I mean, it was a good movie. You know, Hulk, you can't go nothing wrong with that. He just breaks everything, kills everybody. But, one, they changed the actor.
That's a big no-no.
Yes. And, you know, with Hulk, you could have done such a good job with that movie. You could have had the craziest stuff going on. But this is, no. It goes to dumb for me. Then the next one is Captain America.
First Avenger, I think.
Yeah. So, where do you want to put this one? I don't remember this one, to be honest.
This is the one where he takes the super soldier serum and he...
Oh, this is the first one.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Again, this movie's good for me. It's not like... It's not dumb. Not like... It's not bad. I personally would put it in likable.
Yeah. I don't remember a lot from this movie. Not meaning it's bad, but, you know, there's a gazillion of them. And from what I remember, it was a good movie. I liked it.
Yeah, because also how it compares to the following two in the Captain America series is it's not as good as those either.
Mm-hmm. All right. Iron Man 2.
Okay. See, I think Iron Man 2 deserves not okay. I mean, we could just put it as an okay tier. I don't even know what not okay means. But
I don't think it was okay.
The first one is a masterpiece, hands down.
Yeah.
But the second one just... I wasn't a fan of the villain. Like the guy with the electric fucking lasso things.
Yeah.
Just wasn't a huge fan of the villain. And I don't know, it's just, if it was on TV, I probably wouldn't turn it on. That probably just tells you all you need to know.
Yeah. I agree with you. I remember watching this movie and I'm like, for all the Marvel movies, this is probably the most boring. I'm going to be honest. You know,
it's up there.
The bad guy is like, who is this? Who, this clown?
It's up there with the first two Thors. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen Hulk, but I can't imagine it's as bad as that. Because it's not, like, terrible, but it ain't good.
Yeah. All right, next up we got Black Panther. I would definitely put this in either good or likable. Because the movie was very good.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
I think it's better than Captain America's movie, so I would put it in good.
Yeah.
I thought it was a cool movie.
I enjoyed it a lot. Between the fight scenes, the story development. It was, you know, it's a Marvel movie. You really can't go wrong. It's not like, you know, the sub-tier ones with Hulk and Iron Man 2.
Right.
And I agree. I definitely think it's better than the Captain America one. So, the next one is what, the second Captain America?
Yeah, Winter Soldier. This is a good ass movie.
Yeah, I do like this one a lot.
I probably have it in. For me, I'd put it in front of Black Panther, but in between Avengers.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Because I think a lot of people like this movie. Like, I see people on TikTok, they rate these movies, and they have Winter Soldier as, like, a top three movie, which I can understand. But for me personally, I enjoy watching the Avengers more than kind of just one character, if that makes sense.
I definitely agree.
Although that movie did have... wait, that movie had Black Panther in it, didn't it? Or was that Civil War? Am I thinking?
That might have been Civil War.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, never mind then. So I like it where it's at, in between Avengers and Black Panther.
Yeah. All right. So next we have, this is the second Ant-Man movie, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah. Not too memorable, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. I mean, you know, nothing great. At least in Marvel standards. Movie-wise, this was a good movie. But compared to the greatness that Marvel has, I don't know.
I'd probably put it with Iron Man 2.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, Thor Ragnarok, that's the next one. That is a fire movie, heavily underrated.
This, for me, is going in the best.
Yeah, it's definitely up there. I would not be opposed to putting it there. That movie is fire.
Yes, 100%. It is so good. I don't know. I'm speechless with how good it was. And the fact that people don't like it.
People don't like that movie?
People complain about it.
Bro, there's nothing to complain about. It's fire. You got
exactly.
You got Thor and Loki coming together, apparently fighting this sister that they didn't know that they had from their father who dies.
Yeah.
And they fight this epic battle of Asgard, and they let it get destroyed because that's the only way that they can defeat her. And then one of the best parts of the movie is at the very end, in the cutscene where they're at the end of the credit, the post-credit cutscene, when they're in the ship that they took to get off Asgard, you see Thanos' ship just hover over it. And it sets up Infinity War.
Yeah.
Because if you remember in Infinity War, that's when Loki dies, gets his neck snapped and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it sets up all of that. It's just a really good movie. People hate on it. And the whole fight scene on that, like that, I forget what the name of the world is, but like Thor versus Hulk in that like stadium, yes, like a gladiator style, was cool.
That was awesome.
So that was a really fun movie for me.
Next we have Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I'm going to be honest, I don't remember a lot about this movie.
Okay, and I remember bits and pieces. Like I said, we were going to watch that for movie night because I kind of forgot to, but
yeah,
the parts that I do remember, it's probably likable for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I do remember is not as bad as Iron Man 2, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah.
But it's not as good as Winter Soldier, Avengers, and Black Panther. So I'll probably just put it in likable.
Yeah. I'll follow your lead on that one because I don't know. My memory's gone. What I do remember is the first Thor movie, sadly, and this is up next. Personally, I would put this in the what?
Yeah, that movie sucked. It was not good.
I don't remember anything, and that says more than enough.
You could put the first two Thors in that column, by the way.
Yeah, I know. That's where we'll be going.
When we eventually get there.
The trash bin.
But I tell you what, for the first two to be absolute dog shit, for the third one to be one of our top like four or five is pretty remarkable how they turned that ship around.
Oh, yeah.
What's the next one? Doctor Strange?
Yeah, I personally like this movie a lot.
I think it's a cool concept, cool story. For
sure. His character is wild, his abilities. So
yeah,
I love it. I think we should put, me personally, I would put this like right behind Black Panther.
Okay, me, I would personally put it in front of Captain America at likable.
Mm-hmm.
Only because I think Black Panther is still better than Doctor Strange, and I don't know if it's on the same level as the other two in front of Black Panther. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if Avengers was on, Winter Soldier, Black Panther, or Doctor Strange was on, like, which one would you watch out of? You'd probably pick, like, Avengers, Winter Soldier, yeah, or Black Panther before you pick Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like because of that, it can't be on the same tier for me personally.
Yeah.
But it's definitely better than a lot of people think.
Mm-hmm. Then we got Iron Man.
Talk about a classic.
Yeah.
This movie's fire.
I think I might put this in best.
See, I'm trying to think for the other movies that are coming up, like where I would place them all. I'm almost afraid to have too many in the best column for myself, at least.
Yeah, I mean, I know this, I think this movie is much better than Captain America.
Winter Soldier?
Yeah, no.
First Avenger?
Yeah, the First Avenger, there we go. So...
Because Winter Soldier is a really good movie, too. We have it in good.
Yeah.
I would maybe put this movie in between Avengers and Winter Soldier. For me, yeah. In good.
I was about to say the same thing.
Because it's no doubt it's an awesome movie. The story's awesome. The villain's cool. Like, it's within his own company. You get to see him build all his own suits in his basement. You get to see all like the test runs. You see him build the original suit that he got out with to escape that like cave in the Middle East, wherever the hell he was. Yeah. So that was really cool. And I believe it was the first Marvel movie too. Mm-hmm. So definitely kudos like for starting it off right. So I think that's right where it should be, because the first Avengers movie is like just really good. So I think right in between there, Winter Soldier is a good spot for it.
Yeah. All right, next we got Avengers Age of Ultron.
Now, this movie was kind of mid.
Yeah, that was kind of lackluster. I'd probably put this somewhere near Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yeah, I would. I don't think it's as bad as Iron Man 2 or Ant-Man and the Wasp. I'd probably put it behind Doctor Strange. Yeah. Or no, sorry. Where you had it's fine.
Gotcha.
I meant Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just Ultron's kind of like a blah character. I don't know. It just kind of just seems like as soon as that movie ended, they didn't even talk about him anymore. Like, it wasn't like a big to-do.
Yeah.
I guess the only cool thing about that is we got WandaVision from there. You know, they kind of recruited her in a sense, and her brother was kind of cool too. But the whole Sokovian thing was kind of just like, for me, kind of boring. Yeah. So likable is where that goes, right behind Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah. All right. We got this masterpiece up next. Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's best. I'm putting that ahead of Thor Ragnarok for me personally.
I would agree with that.
Because this movie, you talk about like a balanced movie in terms of action, comedy, some drama, and a good story. It's pretty much what you got there.
It's everything.
Chris Pratt is hilarious in that movie, Star-Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And then with like mix that with a serious person in Gamora who has like no sense of humor whatsoever. She's very straight to the point. And then you got Killer Drax, who's like as dumb as a rock, who's there just to punch things and stuff.
Yeah.
And you got Rocket, who's like this little raccoon who acts like a tough guy. It meshes really well. And the story was cool. And I think it was unique because they didn't win by out-killing the villain. Or, I mean, killing the villain. They won because they did a dance-off.
Yeah.
And they fooled the guy and were able to distract him enough to... I think get the power stone away from him or whatever it was. So, I mean, that was pretty cool, a way to end it like that. So definitely a really good movie for me. Definitely top five in the best tier.
100%. All right. Next we got Civil War. I would put this in good. The good category kind of just mashes up together because they're all great movies, but they're not the best of the best. So I would just put it up there. You know, it was a very good movie for character development.
For me, honestly, I have this movie in best, and maybe in between Galaxy and Thor Ragnarok, or right behind Ragnarok. It's my favorite Captain America movie, and I like it a lot because you have the introduction of the new Spider-Man. Like, you see Tom Holland being recruited. You have the introduction of Black Panther. He just comes in because You know, his dad was killed in an assassination attack during like a big meeting for like their version of the United Nations. So you got that whole, like, you got two new characters in there, and then you had the whole airport fight scene, which was really cool at the end too. They also introduced Ant-Man. Like, they introduced a lot of characters in this movie that were in a lot of movies going forward. And I don't know, it's kind of just a lot of action sequences and stuff like that. And you had the whole, like, I forget what the first part is, but it's like the Accords, where half of them were in favor of having the Avengers be like a government agency, and then the other half where they were like, they wanted to be on their own and call their own shots. And you had like the whole tension throughout the movie, and you had, hence why it's called Civil War, as a team they were fighting against each other because they believed in different things. I like this movie a lot, but if you put it in good, that's fine too. But I personally would just have it best because I like it a lot.
You want to do first and do good?
That's fine. Yeah, it's better than Avengers.
Captain Marvel.
Go ahead, Dusky. Give your 2 cents.
For a movie, yes, it was good. For the Avengers, I didn't care. You know, this is a movie. I saw the trailer. I was like, okay, cool. I went and saw the movie 2 weeks after it dropped because I didn't care. And it was, you know, it was a Marvel movie, so it was cool. Good character development, good writing, but I don't know.
Let's be honest. The only cool part of that movie was Nick Fury being young and the introduction of the Skrulls, because I think the Skrulls are going to be a big part of the next Marvel phase. Like that, I think, I forget what the name of the new either movie or TV series is called, but there's going to be a whole new thing about Skrulls coming out. So that's like, I guess from a development standpoint, it does a good job because it moves everything along, but it's a movie that I would never go back and watch again. I would probably put this in the not okay list or tier right behind, or maybe right in front of Ant-Man and the Wasp. And in between Iron Man 2. Because it's just a forgettable movie. And because for her to be one of the quote unquote strongest Avengers, they didn't release her movie until like a year before Endgame. And so it was just kind of like a filler movie in a sense. Because they wanted to get her backstory out there so she didn't just show up at Endgame and everyone's like, who the hell is this?
Yeah, exactly.
So.
All right. Next, we got the first Ant-Man. I like this movie. I thought it was pretty good.
I would put this probably behind, like, behind Avengers in Age of Ultron, or maybe in front of Iron Man 2. I don't know. Somewhere in there.
I like this movie, but it was kind of corny.
Right.
To be honest.
The cool thing is I like how they got Paul Rudd to be a superhero, and it somehow meshed. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when you look at Paul Rudd, you think, you know, Anchorman, you think like a comedian type figure. Mm-hmm. And they were able to shape him into a superhero, and you bought it. Like, you were like, oh yeah, this definitely makes sense. This is cool. And they made him into a comedic kind of guy. And so it really, like, his character worked really well. It was just the story and other characters that kind of had like question marks.
Yeah.
Now, is this Spider-Man Homecoming, the first one that they came out with for Tom Holland?
Yep.
Now, this movie, personally, the two Spider-Man movies that they came out with are in good for me.
I definitely agree.
I think I'd have this right in between Winter Soldier and Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, I don't think it's as good as Civil War, Avengers, Iron Man, or Winter Soldier, but I think it's better than Black Panther. Spider-Man is my favorite, so a little bit biased there, but they always seem to knock it out of the park with Spider-Man movies for sure.
Yeah. You want to put in the same spot there too?
Yeah. And so for Far From Home, that movie was kind of cool. Cause we got, What was his name? The villain in that, he had like the
glass bowl.
The glass bowl over his head. Let me look it up, bro.
That movie was very enjoyable.
Home. Let's see. What was it? Oh, it was Mysterio. Okay. That makes sense. So yeah, Mysterio was in the movie. I really enjoyed his character, and it all made sense because he was originally working for Stark Industries, and then you understood why he wanted to have those glasses back and all that stuff. So it was a cool storyline. I definitely liked the character, and the cast was good. So it's right behind Homecoming, right in front of Black Panther for me.
Yeah.
What about you?
I like the cast a lot in this movie. I like how it was, you know, high school, all the stupid bull crap, the drama. It was definitely a different perspective.
Yeah, and they were on like a school trip, and
exactly.
It was cool that they had, like, the teachers were kind of funny that went on the trip. And even in the first movie too, the only flaw that the original Spider-Man had with, you know, Tobey Maguire was that they didn't really look like high school kids. They looked older.
Mm-hmm.
Zendaya and Tom Holland, and I don't know his friend, but the friend that he's like best friends with, the Asian guy, I don't know his name I forget his name in the movie, but they all look like high school kids. Like, you could buy that. So mm-hmm. I think that aspect was also pretty cool too.
Yeah.
Now, Iron Man 3 for me, that's the next one. Iron Man 3.
I don't remember this movie at all.
That's why I'm sitting here in silence. I'm trying to remember what happened. So again, it was like somebody who used to work for him, I think, and I don't know, turned into a villain and used his own technology against him. Kind of forgettable movie. It's a right conclusion to the Tony Stark Iron Man's. I'd probably put it right where Iron Man 2 is, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I actually remember this now, where it was like he was going after the terrorist, and the terrorist ended up being like
a phony,
like a fake guy, like a put up guy. Yeah, so I actually enjoyed this. I think he was better than Iron Man 2.
Yeah, but I don't think it's on the tier of Doctor Strange and all them. So
no, definitely not.
And then that's easy. Thor: The Dark World, garbage movie. Watched it once. We'll never watch it again.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Not worth it.
So, hey guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this video of the tier list. We broke down our favorite Star Wars movies, our favorite Marvel movies, and we ranked all of them in the tier list. We talked about our favorite things and some of the things we didn't like. So I hope you guys enjoyed the video. Make sure you leave a like. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. Also, check us out on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, Canceled and Culture Podcast. Check us out on Instagram, canceled_cultured_podcast. You'll see a link tree in the bio. Make sure to check that out for our Twitter. That'll take you to the YouTube link, Spotify, you name it. So make sure to check us out there. Hope you guys enjoyed the video, and we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.